Part 1. Your Inner Mind Explored. Chapter 1. The Psychological Mind. As we begin our journey across the universe, we need to have a basic understanding of what is inside our head and how it works. The human brain is complicated, so we will look at a simplified version. It is easiest to consider the human brain as a system of 7 brains working together. They are the occipital, cerebellum, parietal, limbic, temporal, frontal lobe, and brainstem. That's the human brain, simplified. Within the chimp management model, 3 of these brains, frontal, limbic, and parietal, combine to form the psychological mind, and we will only look at these brains. Remember that scientifically, this is far from accurate, but it will give us a working model. Strictly speaking, the other brains significantly contribute to emotions, thinking, and memory, but for our purposes, we will dramatically simplify things. The 3 psychological brains in our model, the frontal, limbic, and parietal, are called the human, the chimp, and the computer. For convenience, we will let the parietal lobe represent many parts of the brain, which will make what I'm talking about a little bit more straightforward. Although these 3 brains try to work together, they very frequently get into conflict and struggle against one another to gain control, with the chimp, limbic brain often winning. Introducing the chimp. When you were in the womb, 2 different brains, the frontal, human, and limbic, chimp, an emotional machine, developed independently and then introduced themselves to each other by forming connections. The problem is that they found that they were not in agreement about most things. Either of these 2 brains, or beings, could run your life for you. But they try to work together, and therein is the problem. The human and chimp have independent personalities with different agendas, ways of thinking, and modes of operating. Effectively, there are 2 beings in your head. It is important to grasp that only one of these beings is you, the human. The chimp is the emotional machine that we all possess. It thinks independently from us and can make decisions. It offers emotional thoughts and feelings that can be very constructive or very destructive. It is not good or bad. It is a chimp. The chimp paradox is that it can be your best friend and your worst enemy, even at the same time. The main purpose of this book is to help you to manage your chimp and to harness its strength and power when it is working for you and to neutralize it when it is not. Key point. The chimp is an emotional machine that thinks independently from us. It is not good or bad. It is just a chimp. When people have accidents that damage their frontal lobe, or when they have a disorder or illness affecting the frontal lobe, their personality alters. Effectively, the human part of the brain stops working, and the new personality that presents is the chimp. Very often, people affected in this way will become disinhibited and lose their judgment, or they can become apathetic or have outbursts of aggressive behavior. Let's look at the case of Phineas Gage. Here's an early example that demonstrated there could be 2 different personalities in one head, represented by the human and chimp. And that was Phineas Gage. In the late 19th century, Gage was employed by a railway company to clear the way for the track layers by blowing away any boulders that were too big to move manually. To do this, he packed explosives beneath the boulder and then tamped it down with a thick iron rod before lighting the fuse. Gage had been chosen to do this dangerous work because he was judged to be careful, sober, and responsible. However, one time, Gage allowed himself to be distracted at a crucial moment and caused the rod to strike the boulder, which created a spark. The resulting explosion jettisoned the iron bar into Gage's eye socket, through the front of his head, and out the top of his skull. As it exited, it took with it a clean core of